I'm Andy Field, ABC News, with the Republicans' weekly address.
At this time last year, Washington Democrats were beginning their quest to dump trillions of dollars in left-wing spending on a recovering economy that already had the preconditions for some inflation. Everybody warned Democrats to pump the brakes. Just weeks earlier, Republicans had already supported a smaller, targeted bipartisan stimulus that had barely started to take effect. Even top liberal economists warned Democrats' agenda could spark massive inflation. The consequences for working families have been particularly harsh. Essential goods have played an outsized role in driving up prices overall. It's harder to put dinner on the table when eggs, meats, and fish are 12% more expensive. It's harder to fill up cars with gas that's 40% more expensive, and to heat a home with natural gas that's gone up 24%, or fuel oil that's gone up 47%. This is reality for millions of Americans. They're living it every single day. Yet the Biden administration seems less interested in trying to solve this problem than in trying to persuade families that the pain is actually just in their heads. One recent story reported that members of President Biden's team were, quote, seemingly mystified about why the American people weren't celebrating this economy. Well, if Washington Democrats spent 5 minutes talking to a middle-class family, I'm confident they would cease to be mystified. The middle 40% of American earners have seen their disposable incomes fall more than an entire percentage point over the last year, entirely due to inflation. Any American who hasn't managed to secure an 8% pay raise in the last year has actually received a real pay cut, thanks to Democrats' inflation. The American people are reporting their lowest consumer sentiment in over a decade. 75% say our economy is doing badly. Almost 80% expect inflation to get worse. 6 in 10 say their family's income isn't keeping pace with their cost of living. These are not statistics the White House can wave away. We are actually talking about human pain. A working mother in Michigan said, quote, I cannot buy the food that I would normally buy for my family. In Washington State, a single mom of four who also cares for her elderly parents says she's had to take favorite family foods like frozen pizza and wings and make them, quote, more of a treat than just a regular meal. This is where Democrats' policies have left working families.
I'm Andy Field, ABC News.